The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I want to show all the craziest gaffes and biggest moments of Kamala Harris's interview with Brett Baer. I'm also going to give my overall reaction of the interview, which was so insane after. So without further ado, here are my top moments from the interview between Kamala Harris and Brett Baer.
Madam Vice President, it was a policy decision in the early part of your administration. I will let one of the mothers talk about it. Take a listen.
Because of the Biden-Harris administration open border policies catch and release, they were enrolled in the Alternatives to Detention program. This meant that they were released into the United States. It was not even a full 3 weeks later that they would take my daughter, Jocelyn Nungaray's life. I believe the Biden-Harris administration open border policies are responsible for the death of my daughter.
That's the early days. So do you owe them an apology is what I'm saying.
I will tell you that I am so sorry for her loss. I'm so sorry for her loss, sincerely. But let's talk about what is happening right now with an individual who does not want to participate in solutions. Let's talk about that as well.
But do you want to answer?
In all fairness, I told you, I feel awful for what she and her family have experienced.
Madam Vice President, more than 70% of people.
That is about turning the page on rhetoric that people are frankly exhausted of, Brett.
More than 70% of people tell the country is on the wrong track. They say the country is on the wrong track. If it's on the wrong track, that track follows 3.5 years of you being vice president and President Biden being president. That is what they're saying, 79% of them. Why are they saying that? If you're turning the page, you've been in office for 3.5 years.
And Donald Trump has been running for office.
But you've been the person holding the office.
Come on. Madam
Vice President.
You and I both know what I'm talking about. You and I both know what I'm talking about.
I actually don't. What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is that over the last decade, people have become.
But Madam Vice President, they're wrapping me very hard here. I hope you got to say what you wanted to say about Donald Trump. There are a lot of things.
There's more to say. I have much more to say.
There are a lot
actually.
Of things that people want to learn about you and your policies,
yes.
And that's why we invited you.
I invite everyone
here.
To go to KamalaHarris.com, and you will see that I have 80 pages of policies that are quite comprehensive and should be accessible to anyone who would like to read them, and it includes what I intend to do about affordable housing, what I intend to do about small businesses, what I do.
And that's why we invited you here to see where you were in 2019 and where you are now.
So before I give my overall kind of overview and opinion of the interview, because wow, there was so much there, guys, and I'll dive into it. I do want to talk about the partner of this show, guys. It's fall, and whether you're putting away that summer clothing or trying to get the first decorations out for the new season, there's a product out there called Smart Labels that your future self is going to absolutely love for you getting. Here's how it works. You buy the Smart Labels QR codes on Amazon. You stick them to your storage bins with your decorations, your clothes, what have you. Download the Smart Labels app, scan that QR code that you just put on the bin, and then you can catalog all the stuff going into that bin with a name, a description, as well as a picture. Then months down the road, you're going to thank yourself when you're looking for that thing that you know you stored somewhere, but you don't know where. Because instead of having to sift through all those bins in your basement or your garage, you can go directly to the app and search, and it will tell you where you put it. Seriously, guys, people are calling it organizing magic. You got to check them out. So if you want to get organized, you need to check out Smart Labels. It's one word. Again, do a search on Amazon for Smart Labels and get started with your Smart Labels today. Kamala Harris's interview with Brett Bauer was way better than I thought it was going to be. And when I say better, I don't mean that Kamala Harris did well. What I mean is, as a Trump voter, I am pumped with how bad she did. And seriously, what a bleep show for her. It was really, really bad. You couldn't even believe some of the responses she was giving if you've seen the whole interview. And before I talk about her, I have to talk about Brett Bauer because, guys, Brett Bauer did fantastic. Well, a lot of us thought this. We thought, okay, well, Kamala Harris, she may not be a very smart person, but in terms of campaigning, you would think she has some smart people behind her. And so you figure, okay, well, if she's going to go on a Fox News show, she's going to go with someone who's a little bit more friendly. That's why she didn't choose Sean Hannity, for instance, right? Because Sean Hannity is going to go in more. And Brett Bauer has a history of some good journalistic integrity. He's not quite as opinionated, at least openly, as some of the other Fox News hosts. Fair enough. So she chooses him, and we're thinking there might be some sort of agreement where, you know, he's promised to not talk about certain things. I don't think Brett Bauer would have given her the questions ahead of time, but maybe it was like, hey, you know, there's got to be some level of niceness in this interview. This is what I thought. This is what I think a lot of conservatives thought. However, he went in. This was not the case. He went in on her, and it was fantastic. He brought graphics. He brought videos. And I don't usually do this, but I would go watch the whole interview. When I've done recaps of, like, presidential debates in the past, I'm like, don't go watch it, guys. It's 2 hours. You're never going to get back. This one was, like, 28 minutes. It's on YouTube. It's really good because Brett Bauer goes in the entire time and she just can't answer any of it. And by the way, there's a lot of people saying it's actual journalism happening. I just have to say that. It's actual journalism happening. You actually have someone asking difficult questions to a political candidate. And by the way, I want this for everyone. It's not just Kamala Harris. I love people asking Donald Trump hard questions. Why? Because I want my president to actually be a solid person in terms of rhetoric, in terms of who they actually are and what they can do for the country. And the only way we get that is through scrutiny. That's true for me. That's true for everyone, right? And by the way, I have to say this as well. A lot of people on the left are praising Kamala Harris for how brave she was for going and doing an interview like this. Obviously, they don't talk about Donald Trump and all the stuff he's done on the other side of the aisle. But here's the deal. Fair enough. Kamala Harris went and did a difficult interview. And I will give her props to that, but here's the problem. She went and did a brave interview with Fox, and then she got destroyed. She got eviscerated. And the reason why is because she doesn't know her own policy. And I don't say this to be inflammatory, but Kamala Harris is just not a smart person. She's just not smart. Like, that's her problem. It's not like I think Kamala Harris is just Satan incarnate. I think she's done some bad stuff. But at the end of the day, she's just not a smart person. She doesn't even know her own policies. She looks like, this is something that literally happened. She looks someone in the eyes, into the camera, and she said, and someone who, by the way, rightfully blames Kamala Harris for her immigration policy and therefore the death of her daughter. And Kamala Harris looks that person in the eyes and says, I'm really sad for you, but not sorry. Orange man is bad. That was her whole response. If you see the interview, that's what she said. She said, I am really sorry for you. Seemed like genuine. I don't doubt it. I think Kamala Harris doesn't want people dead. But then she proceeds to say, and it's Donald Trump's fault. And no, I'm not. I'm sad. I'm not actually sorry. Because if I was sorry, then I would say my immigration policies were bad and I would go back to what Donald Trump was doing back when we didn't have these murders from people crossing our border. That was literally her response. She's asked why Americans think we're going on the wrong track. And she says it has more to do with the person running for president than the actual president of the United States. Make that make sense. Donald Trump, who's running for president, has more to do with the country being on the wrong track than Joe Biden, who is actively the president of the United States, and Kamala Harris, who's the active vice president. She's so not self-aware. And if she had one drop of humility, just one, and she just admitted to making some policy mistakes, for instance, on immigration, then I think that there'd be a lot of moderates and independents who would vote for her. I think they would see that and they'd be like, that's mature. Frankly, it's something Donald Trump is mostly unwilling to do, which is a critique I've had of him. So if Kamala Harris takes the moral high ground and says, yeah, I've made decisions in the past that were ill-informed because I was new to this and I want to improve, then I think some independents would jive with that. But she couldn't. She couldn't drop her pride. She just can't. So the interview was really great if you're voting for Trump like me. Here's the most infuriating part, though. So that's the happy part. I mean, I'm happy about that. Here's the infuriating part. I went to X throughout this interview, but also after, because I wanted to see people's reactions to this. And my feed was filled with pundits and individuals who praised Kamala Harris for the amazing job she did in that interview. How do people like this even exist, guys? Like, how does this level of dishonesty exist? You'll remember that Donald Trump, when he was in that interview with, or that debate with Kamala Harris, it was a 3-v-1, and I talked about how unfair that was, sure, but I also was very critical of Donald Trump. And other credible commentators, conservative commentators, said the same thing. They're like, not a good day for Trump. They're still voting for Trump. I never said I wasn't going to vote for Trump, but I had to be honest and say it wasn't a good day for Donald Trump. And fortunately for us, there were a lot of people that said that on the right. And I think that's a good thing because it's honest. The people on the left, though, could not do it. They could not do it. And the only good news was that their comment sections were filled with people from the middle to the right who are openly mocking them for that level of dishonesty. And that mockery is so well deserved. I mean, if you watch that interview with Kamala Harris and you think that she did well, you lose all credibility with me. You do. I just cannot keep you. I can't take you seriously anymore. You're not even worth debating at that point. I love debating people. If you know me, I love debating people on the left. If you look at that interview and you're like, Kamala Harris wiped the floor with Bret Baier, I can't talk to you. You're not a real person. I know that you know that you're lying. That's what it comes down for. And so, again, don't sell your integrity. Just tell the truth. You could even say, bad day for Kamala Harris. I'm voting for her. I'm not going to understand that. I don't really know why you would vote for Kamala Harris. But at least you can keep your integrity that way. But it was mind-boggling to see how everyone on the left, they have no honesty, no integrity anymore. It's really sad. And they sold their souls. They've sold their souls to the left. Fortunately, there were literally thousands of people openly mocking them. So that gives me a lot of hope for this country. This was a massive miscalculation by the Harris campaign doing this interview. I don't know why they would have done this interview. I know why, and it's because they're falling behind in the polls. And so they're just trying to make fetch happen, as Ben Shapiro says, and because they're the brat summer. I mean, this is the Mean Girls. That's their whole campaign. That's what they're trying to do, is be the brat summer, which is now apparently the brat fall. And it's a huge miscalculation. It hasn't worked. And I don't know why they would have done something like this. They're falling behind in the polls. And then they're doing things that make them fall behind even more in the polls. And it's going to keep happening, especially if they do interviews like this. But as I said, no one serious watched that and now wants to vote for Kamala Harris. Either she just killed her own turnout, or she even maybe dissuaded a few people who are going to vote for her, who now might vote for Donald Trump. I think it's more the first one, where people watch that who are going to vote for her and they're like, if I'm sick on election day, I'm probably not going to go to vote. And that's great news if your name is Donald Trump. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.